Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with Tam. Before we get to that, fifth caller right now, 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry. That's October 12th at Pier 6 Pavilion. 410-583-1057. Tickets to see Seether and Daughtry. Now the floor is yours, Bum.
Well, early on in the season, we would get frustrated when Jackson Holliday would be out against a starting left-handed pitcher. It's something that we've been seeing with Kobe Mayo from the right-handed side, where going against the lefty last night and Patrick Corbin, you're in. We'll see if he's going to be in tonight. But Jackson Holliday, don't look now, but he has, in a much smaller sample size, I will grant you, better numbers against lefties than righties. 66 at-bats against left-handed pitching. He has better batting average on base and slugging than against right-handed pitching. And a lot of it has been the recent production, where he wasn't in the lineup Friday when the Orioles were facing Max Fried, and then that's when Adley got scratched and Jackson ended up DHing. Got a hit right in his first at-bat of the game, and two hits last night, and driving in, hit the homer off Corbin, of course, driving in four runs in total yesterday. But Jackson has really taken the next step this year, and numbers up across the board, and something you've been seeing a lot recently, him really just going up there and hacking on first pitch, and those numbers have been great. 358 batting average on balls in play on first pitch, OPS of 967. He's been in the leadoff spot a lot lately, and Tony Mancelino, he was asked about Jackson Holliday's possibility of making the All-Star team.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. The All-Star thing's important to the players. It's important to the fans. It's important to us. You know, when I look at Jackson, I'm not concerned about the All-Star thing right now. It's like, how do we get this kid to be one of the top five players in the game by 2027? You know, that's how I look at Jackson. It's, you know, continuing more left on left. It's doing what he's doing offensively. It's improving defensively. It's stealing bases, you know, like, so the All-Star thing's a thing and everybody wants that. But, you know, when I look at Jackson, I look at him from a little different light, you know, bigger goals than the All-Star team for me.
Tony Mancelino not tempering expectations at all there, hoping that he's a top five player in 2027. But look, he's far from a finished product. He's still just 21 years old. Would you like to see him walk more? Absolutely. Would you like to see him better on the base pass, be able to steal bases?
Yeah.
Being in the 86th percentile in sprint speed, of course. Can he improve defensively at second base? Absolutely. But right now, you like the trajectory he's on. And if you go back to April 23rd, that was when he had the conversation with his dad and changing the stance and how he's holding the bat. The numbers are really strong in terms of second baseman in the majors. Ninth in OPS, seventh in RBIs, fifth in doubles, sixth in home runs. And heck, when you compare his numbers to Gunnar Henderson, and this isn't to put down Gunnar Henderson at all, I don't think anyone had on their bingo card on June 24th, Jackson Holliday would have more home runs than Gunnar Henderson, 9-8. And if you want to do extra base hits, he has only one less extra base hit than Gunnar Henderson, which is crazy to think about.
He's developing right before our eyes. He's getting more confident. He's getting more ambitious. He's getting more comfortable in his own skin. I just don't know why we need to, like, we all see it. I know that this guy's a cheerleader and he gets really worked up, but like the whole, you know, our leadoff guy forevermore. It's a long season. There's ebbs and flows. He's the youngest player in the major leagues. Like, why put that on him? So then if you do have to bump him down, does this then affect your willingness to do that down the road? And then does it also get in his head? Like, can't we just let it breathe? Can't we just let it be? Can't we just compliment him, but also acknowledge that, like, as bad as we think this lineup's been, might be even worse come August the 2nd. You know what I mean? Like, it just... people are going to pitch him differently. Like, I don't know, man. I heard that, and I was like, can we just pump the brakes on that?
Well, we had those conversations last Friday heading into it where, hey, should you drop Jackson down? And it's not to put him down at all. It's the ebbs and flows of the season and him being the youngest position player in baseball.
I think that was Tony Manzolino's odd way of saying he's our leadoff guy. Like, yeah. Now, and he went, I probably went over, but that's what he does. But it's his way of saying, like, this guy's going to be our leadoff guy. And we realize there's going to be ebbs and flows to a season, but you know what? He's staying in that spot. Could he have said it better? Maybe, but we've said that a few times with Tony Manzolino.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I don't know why we've got to sort of go.
I didn't react that way to it. He's one of the few good things that's going on with this team this season. And I think he took the pom-poms out big time to talk about it.
Yeah. And they should look, it's a big success for them organizationally wide. And they needed him to make major strides, and he did. I think there's a way to pat him on the back and make sure he's getting the attaboys and accolades he needs, but not make sweeping projections about, you know what I mean, the future. I'd also say 2027. 2027, he's Scott Boras's player. He's not yours.
Yeah. Well, 2027, so what's this?
They were always playing for 2027, though, Jason.
That's what it's been.
That's a good point.
Since 2019, they've been playing for 2027.
Coming up next... Orioles, they beat the Rangers last night, but on Sunday they lost to the Yankees in the Bronx. Buck Showalter was part of the Roku call. He joins us next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.